Hello?
Hello, this is Will from Opinion Research. We are conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Will you have a few minutes to answer a few questions, ma'am?
I have a couple minutes.
Thank you so much. First question, what is the highest level school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
I have a clinical doctorate.
Okay,
what is this
thank you.
For?
It's about some of the topics going on in Ohio right now, such as poverty, politics, violence, and some laws.
And who is doing the research?
We are a private company. The name of our company is Opinion Research. Are you
okay.
Of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
No, thank you. When it comes to your race, if you don't mind me asking, how do you identify yourself? As white Caucasian, black African-American,
yes.
American
yes.
Indian?
White Caucasian.
Thank
white
you
Caucasian.
So much. Thank you so much. Are you registered to vote in Columbus, or like many people, you're not registered?
No, I'm registered.
Thank you. As you may know, in November 2023, there will be a general election for local offices in Columbus, though sometimes things come up that prevent people from voting. As it stands now, how likely are you to vote in November 2023 general elections? Are you almost certain to vote? You probably vote.
Yes.
Are the chances 50-50, or you will not vote?
Almost certain.
Okay, thank you. Do you plan to vote by mail or in person or election day in person?
Election day in person.
Thank you so much. On a scale from 0 to 10, how motivated are you to vote in November 2023?
Is 0 like less motivated than 10 very much?
10? Okay, thank you so much. Now I would like for you to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm nor cold, which means neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. If you don't know you or you ain't never heard of the people or groups, please indicate so. The Columbus City Council, 0 to 10.
5.
5, thank you. Joseph Motel.
5.
5. Shannon Hardin.
I've never heard of them. And I don't live in Columbus. I live in Dublin, so we don't vote on Columbus Council. So I don't know if they're running.
Okay. Okay, no problem. Thank you. What about Nick Bankston?
Never heard of him.
Okay. What about Lewis Gill? Lewis, as in Spanish, L-U-I-S, Gill.
I have never heard of him.
What about Emmanuel Remy?
Never heard of him.
What about Adrian Hood?
Never heard of him.
What about Farhan Jetty?
Same. I've never heard of him.
What about Nancy Day Ockard?
Again, I don't know them.
Okay, what about Andrew Ginther?
Oh, I have heard of him, but I can't remember if it's
okay.
Good or bad.
That's okay. No problem. Don't worry about it. So you want to give Andrew a 5 because you know who he is, but you don't know much about him?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Next are some questions about the upcoming elections in Columbus. Thinking about the Columbus City Council, which of the following comes closest to your view, even if neither is exactly right? The first one, I would rather re-elect City Council so they could continue the work they have been doing. Or I would rather elect new people to City Council so the council can go in a new direction.
Well, I can't vote for Columbus City Council because I don't live in Columbus.
But if you had to, which one would you choose?
I would say new people if they were a good candidate.
New people. Okay. Thank you. In November, If the November elections for mayor was held today, would you vote for Andrew Ginther?
Oh, the mayor. I would say new member.
But if the candidates were Andrew Ginther and Joseph Moto, for who would you vote? For whom would you vote? Andrew or Joseph?
I would say, since I don't know anything about the other one, and I'd stick with Andrew Ginther.
Okay, thank you. And if the November elections for city council were held today, will you vote for Nancy Dayockard or Louis Gill?
I mean, I can't vote for either, but I guess I would have to. I mean, this is kind of tough because
undecided.
Undecided because I don't get to vote for Columbus City Council.
Okay, what about if the November elections for City Council were held today? Will you vote for Nick Bankston or Farhan Jetty?
Undecided.
Okay. What about if it was Emmanuel Remy and Adrian Hood?
Undecided.
Okay. This November, there will be an issue on the ballot in the Columbus City School District that reads as follows. An additional tax for the benefit of the Columbus City School District for the purpose of current operating expenses and general permanent improvements that the county auditor estimates will collect $99,104,000 annually at the rate not exceeding 3 mils for current operating expenses and at a rate not exceeding 4.7 mils for general permanent improvements at a collective rate not exceeding 7.7 mils for each dollar of taxable value, which amounts to $270 for each $100,000 on the county auditor's appraised value for a continuing period of time commencing in 2023, first due in calendar year 2024. If the elections were held today, will you vote yes to approve or no to reject this measure?
I guess I'm not sure that you understand. I don't live in Columbus, so I can't vote for any of these things. So I think you should take me off this list because my answers are not valid. General Ohio questions, but I don't get to vote for any of the Columbus things because I live in a different city.
Okay, I understand. What about this question? In politics today, do you consider yourself to be Democrat, Republican, or independent?
I would say right now I would lean more with the Democratic Party.
Democratic? Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
I would say strong right now.
Okay. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Okay. Are you a parent or a guardian of any children under the age of 18? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And for whom did you vote back in 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote? Did you vote for Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
I would not like to give out that information.
If randomly, will you say less than 24, less than 25?
No.
Okay, no problem. Thank you so much. That will be the end of our survey. Thank you.
Thank you. Good luck. Bye-bye.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.